Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is Wednesday, 27th of November, and we have a lot of kids in the office today as well. Basically, we had Augustus Academy Initiative, which is happening. We hosted fourth graders yesterday.
I know, and they're cute and adorable, right?
They have so much energy that it's impossible to match that energy.
And they're very smart.
One of the kids, interesting story, offered us a million dirhams for the Cristiano Ronaldo signed shirt. It's a replica. It's not a real one. But these kids know business. They're growing up in an environment.
Well, they definitely should watch this.
They're the future entrepreneurs. So it's good. They're here today. So we were enjoying it with them. But let's move on to the stories for today. It's mid of the week. Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans for the weekend, by the way?
Towards the weekend, right?
Yeah.
It's towards the
Wednesday
end
is like a very happy. I have a love-hate relationship. Hate it because it's the middle of the week, but I love it because the weekend is coming.
I know.
So let's move on to the first story for the day. This will be happening every day of the week. We'll be talking about Bitcoin Mina every day now, because Bitcoin Mina is taking place on December 9th to 10th at the ADNEC Center in Abu Dhabi. It's set to spotlight transformative impact of cryptocurrency. If you want a VIP experience at the event, then the Whale Pass offers an unmatched luxury experience. This all-inclusive ticket provides VIP access to the event's premium spaces like the Deep Lounge, where participants can network with high-profile investors. One of them is Eric Trump, son of Donald Trump, speakers and global leaders as well. Whale Pass perks include priority entry, reserved seating, gourmet dining, a yacht experience, and access to the Whale Night Party at Emirates Palace. Very nice building. With curated workshops, exclusive content, and a dedicated concierge service, the Whale Pass is a gateway to innovation and premium networking opportunities shaping the future of finance. So if you still don't know about Bitcoin Mina, go to their website, find out about it. The Whale Pass is there, but there's also the cheaper passes there. So you can get any of them, whichever suits your budget and needs.
Yes, and one thing is that we spoke about yesterday is that we know that Bitcoin is making its comeback. And it's marking it, you know, like with companies paying their employees through cryptocurrency, right? And even people are having transactions done through cryptocurrency. So I think that this event is to highlight and maybe to get people who are scared of the cryptocurrency to maybe ease it up on them and have them understand more of what cryptocurrency is and how actually effective it is.
There's a lot of chatter happening around cryptocurrency right now. Robert Kiyosaki, the famous author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, I was looking at a video yesterday, just popped up in the reels. He said that he predicts that in 2025, Bitcoin may hit $500,000. It came near the $100,000 threshold. It nearly touched it. It went to around 99,600 and something. But then it didn't touch it. But Robert Kiyosaki says it can go to 500,000. This is not investment advice to go and invest in crypto. It's just what people are talking about. Yeah. And it's with pro-crypto Trump, Donald Trump coming as the president. At the end of this year, it's going to be crazy for crypto. So some of the biggest investors who've invested billions in crypto, there's this company which has invested nearly $5 billion in crypto. And the guy, the owner, says if you're not investing in crypto right now, you'll regret it.
That's true.
So there's a lot of chatter happening
lot. I remember when I was like younger and back in university, I had a guy run around the playground, and he would be like, oh yeah, if you play that, you will get free Bitcoin. And I did, and I remember getting free Bitcoins. But I don't know if they were like real or not, but I don't know. It's like looking at it now, if I knew the how important Bitcoin is, I would have for sure maybe like invested, because like we know that Bitcoin back then did not cost as much as it does now.
I remember the very first time I was introduced to a Bitcoin, it was $5,000. Mm-hmm. So if I had taken a decision, I would have been a millionaire by now.
I know.
And I would have been doing a crypto show right now, not the business show. But business is safer, business is easier. Less risk, less reward. crypto is very high risk, high reward. Mm-hmm. But do sure check out Bitcoin Mina. It's a very big event happening on December 9th and 10th in Abu Dhabi at ADNIC, one of the beautiful places for exhibitions after World Trade Center. I still prefer ADNIC. Have you been to ADNIC?
I actually haven't, but
yeah, ADNIC is more calm, subtle, and it's beautifully made. World Trade Center has become too crumbled up now, I guess.
I mean, I do agree with you. However, yeah. I think that the fact that they chose such a location,
yeah,
it's very strategic.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, like you just said, like it's like a beautiful setting. And, it's
and there's no traffic hazard.
And there's no traffic. Yeah. And as well, like to have such a big summit about Bitcoin there. This is all strategic.
So yeah, talking about the crypto capital, Bitcoin, in the capital of capital, Abu Dhabi. It's very interesting. So yeah, that's happening in the crypto world. Let's come back to our business world. Shuruk Partners, which is a Abu Dhabi-based venture capital fund, they have promised AED $30 million for a fund that they have created with the 1 billion followers summit. The total amount is AED 50 million. So Shuruk Partners, they will contribute 30 million. And apart from that, 1 billion followers summit itself will contribute 20 million dirhams. This will accumulate into AED 50 million. There's a pitch competition happening at the 1 billion followers summit. It's called the 1 billion pitch event. Mm-hmm. And they have shortlisted from like hundreds of people that they got. The shortlist is 10 finalists now, which will take part in the January event, January 2025 event. And those people will have a shot at those 50 million dirhams. And the important thing is that three of them are UAE startups.
Yeah, and you know as well, participants will be evaluated based on several criteria, which include feasibility, pitch quality, of course, market potential, creativity and scalability, social and economic impact, and as well leadership capabilities. Now, we all know that they are holding that because there is a bigger vision for later on. The economy will, if this actually like you know takes place in it. Happens, you know, this will of course be contributing to the economy of the UAE as a whole.
It's the criteria, it's very interesting because, as she said, pitch quality. So it's not just that you have a good idea. Mm-hmm. You should be able to pitch it properly. Your marketing should be pitched perfect. It should have some social or economic impact. It shouldn't be a money-making machine for you. And leadership capabilities. So yeah, the guy presenting should be the CEO, CFO, COO, any big guy or the founder. Like. So all these criteria will be used. It's not just that, oh, this idea is scalable, will turn into a million-dollar idea.
It's like we do see that like right now, you know, like even when you are pitching an idea at your job, whether it's creative, like creative job or anything really, you know, if the way that you pitch, if it's not convincing, if it's not really selling to the other, to the person in front of you, then you will not sell. And if you do not sell, and if your pitch is really like weak or lacking a lot of elements,
even your idea is great.
Literally,
pitch is bad, you won't get
100%, 100%. You know, because like if you do not know how to pitch, then you will later on will not know how to sell.
I think it's very important to have communication skills now in every field.
Everything.
I remember I always give this example of the photocopier machine. The guy who invented it for 10 years, he wasn't able to sell it. Imagine a photocopier machine. It was like a disruptor of that time. Couldn't sell it. Why? Because he was an engineer. He only understood the usability of the machine. He didn't know the marketing tactics, the selling tactics. Eventually, one company saw that it's like
it's
the
really
gold
big.
Mine
yeah,
of new technology.
You know, like,
so yeah, I think every guy, every person, every entrepreneur who is coming up with a business idea, even the kids that are starting talking about kids.
Yeah, I mean, kids right now, like, they are all about business and how to make money and everything, and they really talk well.
Yeah.
So I think the most important factor, if you wanna speak well or even pitch an idea to your manager, make sure that you include something that we learned, the five W's and the one H, which is the how. Because like if you do, then the person in front of you will know that, oh no, you know what you're talking about and you know what you want and what is getting out of here. So
it's a win-win for you.
Yes,
and
for sure.
Obviously, if it's a good idea, it's a win for your manager or your
for
owner.
Sure.
Or even if you're a startup for an investor, if you can pitch them properly. So the 1 billion follower summit is happening from 11th to 13th January at the start of next year, 2025. The three startups are that are from UAE is there's Atlaseek, a travel platform. I guess it's Atlas Seek. Atlas, I remember. Atlas, you remember yeah. We used to have books like maps Atlas, and everything. Yeah. So yeah, it's Atlas Seek, a travel platform connecting creators with destinations. Good. Looks like a nice idea. Pencil. So Pen and Cell. They've played with the word pencil. So an AI-powered platform for content collaboration. So if we're content creators, we can use their platform, mm-hmm. maximize both of our
literally,
efforts.
Literally, it's and so both it's a good of them idea. Will be yeah. for sure winning. That's a very
and the last
idea.
One is Division, a platform that connects brands with gamers for immersive advertising. Mm-hmm. So that's a good idea
that
as well.
Good, yeah.
This shows that there's a lot of diversity in ideas coming from the UAE. It's not just, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. Not the yeah. common ideas. It's new ideas as well.
For sure.
Yeah. Let's move on to last story for the day. Saudi Arabia's football frenzy has broken records. Alexa, which is an Amazon product, they launched Alexa Arabic in 2022, if I remember correctly, in UAE and Saudi Arabia together, 2021 or 2022. And they now have published some numbers about the people who are looking for football. So nearly 5 million mm-hmm. people, 5 million inquiries were made about football. So Saudi Arabia is crazy about football. And this, basically this report coming out at a point when Netflix has released this documentary mm-hmm. about Saudi Pro League. The name is Saudi Pro League Kickoff. It has six episodes, 30-40 minute runtime for every episode. It's a very nice documentary. Go watch it. It's a on the Smashy Sports Show that we have. Oh yeah, pitching that in. We have a Smashy Sports Show. You should go and
you better watch it.
Yeah, subscribe to it. It's on Mondays and Fridays. So yeah, that is there also. But we also talked about the documentary that it has a business angle to it as well, mm-hmm. about the money that comes in, the money that is spent on the players, how PIF took over four clubs. So, but coming back to Alexa, the numbers are crazy.
They are, of course, you know, because like now, when you think of like, why does it matter? Because like number one, technology is implemented yeah. everywhere. And I mean yeah. everywhere now as well, because fans of Al Hilal apparently interacted with Alexa four yeah. times more than Al Nasr fans, highlighting the team's unmatched yeah. popularity. Now we know, of course know why Al Hilal is very like famous. Like, you know, yeah. of course, after Cristiano Ronaldo joined,
Al Nasr became a powerhouse.
Became yeah. like a...
And Saudi Pro League, to be honest, it came into the global limelight mm-hmm. as soon as Cristiano joined. Again, pitching in the documentary, do go and watch it. It's crazy. The first episode starts with yeah. Ronaldo as well. And it ends, the last scene is with Ronaldo because he has that kind of impact. His moving showed Benzema the way. Then mm-hmm. Neymar came, he's injured. He didn't play much right now. But he opened the door, basically, for all football players.
For sure. And not only that, like, yeah. as well, you know, before our, sorry to cut you off, Saudi Arabia really marked yeah. its existence, marked its spot, you know, ever since Cristiano Ronaldo came.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my God, he lives in Saudi Arabia. So if he yeah. lives there, then we can go there. And then yeah. it's a very cool place. And as well, Cristiano Ronaldo, speaking of him, emerged as he is the most inquired about player with 150,000 plus questions about him alone.
Yeah.
I mean, what a big number. Like, yeah. what a big number. And as well, of course, we know that Saudi fans follow Barcelona, Real Madrid, Manchester City, showcasing their interest in international yeah. football.
It's a lot, to be mm-hmm. honest. The numbers, when you see them in comparison to last year when Ronaldo wasn't there and Saudi Pro League was still there, it's an astronomical rise, to be honest. Apart from that, Al Hilal was the most looked after yeah. club. They're the champions. They've won the league 19 times. It's a record in itself globally as well. So yeah, that's all the numbers that we got from the report. The idea basically is that Saudi is diversifying mm-hmm. and they're not just looking at tourism or the real estate sector. They're also looking at sports.
That's
they think
true.
Sports can bring a lot of money, the gate money that you get from the games, the investment, advertising, Smashy Sports pitching in, again, one of our products. Smashy Sports is the proud sponsor of the UAE national basketball team. So to be honest, that was like an eye-opener because our matches, mm-hmm. When the UAE national basketball team is playing, the matches are broadcasted on some of the big giants, BN Sports and all that. And we see Smashy Sports branding. So
that's a good feeling. Yeah. No?
So I realized that investors, they want to advertise, they want to spend money when Ronaldo is playing. So imagine a picture of Ronaldo, and on the billboard, the boundary board, you see your brand and Ronaldo is standing. You can't hire Ronaldo, obviously. He's too expensive.
That would be like, that would be like, I made a moment.
Right? Yeah, so advertisers are looking for that opportunity because they want a star player standing when they're holding, when the holding is saying their name. So it's a crazy idea. It's a good idea. Saudi League is building. The money right now is being invested. We'll soon see returns coming. One thing I had noticed from the documentary is that everyone who was involved in the documentary, they had a consensus that 4 to 5 years at least we will have to wait before Saudi Pro League starts making the kind of money that the top European leagues make. So yeah, a lot of money will flow into Saudi Arabia through sports. So yeah, Saudi Arabia is making great advances. Bitcoin MENA is happening in Abu Dhabi. And apart from that, a lot of stuff is happening in the business world. If you want to stay updated, just follow us on all social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, wherever you are, whichever platform you prefer, just Google, just write Smashy Business and you'll find us. Apart from that, we have a newsletter which goes out every morning, 6:30 a.m. It's your first read of the day and a whole summary of whatever happened in the world of business, tech, entrepreneurship, and startups. So do subscribe to that. You can find the link on all our social channels. Just go and subscribe. It takes like hardly 1 minute. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the Smashy Business Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Smashy Business Production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We have 1.34 million.
I was waiting for that.
We have 1.34 million monthly listeners. If you're one of them, thank you so much for listening to us and giving us the opportunity to present the news to you. Take care. Have a great day.